This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to another edition of WHL This Week. And we have a loaded show ahead. On deck, WHL Vice President of Hockey Richard Dirksen will be our guest. After a busy opening weekend for the WHL disciplinarian, it's been a good run lately. We'll have more in moments. The Prince Albert Raiders have to be considered the biggest surprise to start the season. Ranked 6th this week in the BMO CHL Top 10. More on the Raiders' early success when we catch up with overage forward Anthony Bardero. And the Denny's WHL Player of the Week is J.C. LaPon of the Kamloops Blazers. That segment later. After an opening weekend featuring 7 player suspensions, the game has cleaned up lately. I spoke with WHL Vice President of Hockey, Richard Dirksen.
Things have certainly settled down. The first weekend, I think goes without saying, it was a little more than we anticipated. We had had a relatively smooth preseason schedule, and then we got into that first weekend and it seemed like everything broke loose. But the players have certainly settled down. I think the coaches and the teams have, you know, had some chats with the players again, and the last couple of weeks have been relatively smooth.
Let's talk about some of the league rules that were in this year, and that's staged fighting. I know that there's been some steps taken to try to eliminate some of those fights off face-offs and things like that. Talk about that.
Well, we really thought that that was the correct way to go. Obviously, over the last few years, we've been trying to reduce the unnecessary fighting. The fighting at the start of periods, we put in a rule, or the start of the game, we put in a rule to eliminate those. The unnecessary fighting at the end of the game, we've added an instigator and a game misconduct for those. So the next step in ours was how could we get rid of the staged fighting? And we had a lot of discussion at our annual meeting. The competitions committee put forth a recommendation that we adopt a game misconduct for any staged fight. And by staged fight, we mean any fight that occurs after a stoppage in play during the regular course of the game. So if there's a face-off at the 8-minute mark of the second period and the puck gets dropped and two guys square off to fight, they get automatic game misconducts in conjunction with their fighting majors. So I'm very pleased to say that through the, I believe it's about 80 games we've played so far, we haven't had a single staged fight in our regular season games. So certainly it's had the purpose that it was intended for, and consequently fighting has been reduced in our game.
Yeah, I think the message has been heard, no doubt about it. And finally, Rick, I know the competitions committee, ongoing work and ongoing discussions about what's coming down the pipe and how does it affect the WHL. What are some of the initiatives perhaps we can look forward to coming down, maybe not this season, but years ahead?
I think rather than have anything on the docket right now, we're very cognizant of what other leagues are looking at. We worked really hard 3-4 years ago to try to improve our game. We felt that there was a lot of clutch and grab in the game. The NHL felt very similar at the time, so we put a lot of rules in to open up the play, and I think that's had a desired effect. We had a lot fewer shutouts in our games last year. Scoring was back to where it was, you know, roughly 8-10 years ago. So that was a very positive sign. We're very comfortable with our game at present. We've got pretty good parity on both sides of the mounds in both conferences, and obviously we feel that will continue through the balance of the season. So at this point, I can't say that there's anything that's immediately pressing, but we'll be definitely watching other leagues, you know, and trying to watch our own product to make sure it's the best possible product we can give our fans.
Well, it's been a fun start, Rick. Appreciate your time here on WHL This Week.
Thank you, John.
Over 20% of the players in the National Hockey League are graduates of the WHL, cementing it as the undisputed leader in developing professional NHL-caliber talent. San Jose Sharks head coach and former head coach and general manager of the Swift Current Broncos, Todd McClellan.
I think it's one of the best leagues, if not the best league in the world, for young development. I know the players are treated extremely well. When I'm asked questions in Northern California what the league is all about, I kind of sum it up and say it's a little mini NHL. I really believe that that's where it's at.
Besides being an NHL coach, Todd's also a hockey dad.
In the right environment with the right coaches in a very good city and program, I think any type of player can develop, whether he's a high-end or a mid-range player. Again, schooling is very important for us as a family and for him as an individual, but I do know that he can get that here, both at the high school level and post-secondary. The program is second to none, and I think it's a great thing that the league members have agreed to support it as well as they have.
The Western Hockey League, where your future starts now.
Well, the Prince Albert Raiders have vaulted to the top of the WHL standings after a huge start to the year, which included a four-game road trip sweep through the Central Division. Voice of the Raiders, Drew Wilson, sat down with the team's leading scorer, Anthony Bardaro.
Anthony, the team's off to a great start. What do you think is the main factor?
I think it's just the attitudes have changed in the dressing room, and the coaches, the players, everybody's changed their mindset and changed the way that we think. We have some confidence, and I mean, everybody's working hard. We know that if we want to be a good team, we're going to have to keep this up and work as hard as we can every night.
Did that start the second that you guys got into camp?
Yeah, I think it even started the second the season ended last year. I think we brought in a lot of new guys, but the guys that were here last year remember that feeling. And we went home and we worked hard and we came back with that mindset that we were going to do that every day.
I remember chatting with you a couple of times toward the end of last season. How frustrating was that end of the season?
Yeah, it was tough. It was tough. I've never really gone through something like that until last year. And I mean, as hard as it was, we all learned a lot. I think everybody took a lot out of it, and we were able to use that as kind of motivation to get us ready for this season.
As a 20-year-old, obviously you want to have a good season. Do you have some pro aspirations after this?
Yeah, of course. Every player that plays in this league or in any league wants to play pro. And I mean, for me, that's not the biggest of my worries. I want this team to be good and get where we want to be. And, you know, if success comes with that, then I'll obviously be thankful for it. But if not, then I'm just here right now for what's happening with this team.
Anthony, when you look at how last season ended and how the games went and how the games are going right now, is this a more resilient bunch, a team that has more poise?
Yeah, like I said, we changed a lot, but I think that's a huge thing. You know, we're getting leads and we're keeping leads, or we're down in games and we're coming back in games. We're not giving up, we're not quitting, and everyone knows, like I said, that we just got to work, and whether we're up or down in a game, we still got to work. So I think it is a more resilient group, a stronger group than we had last year.
When you look at the depth of the hockey club, is that improved as well?
Oh, of course, yeah. But I think we had that last year. I think we had a good team last year. We had kind of everything we needed there, depth-wise and players-wise. I think we just needed to change our attitudes. And this year, I think we have four extremely strong lines, and we can compete with any team in this league if we work.
Anthony, thanks for this, and good luck.
Thanks, Drew.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Well, it's been quite the start to the season for Kamloops Blazer forward J.C. LaPonne. He entered the weekend tied for the league lead in scoring. And after a seven-point weekend, he's the Denny's WHL Player of the Week.
You're playing well, your line's playing well, and it has the Blazers out to a pretty good start here, too.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. We're pretty happy with where we're at right now, but we're still developing every day and trying to get better and come together more as a team.
Now, we talked about this earlier, the fact that you get a chance to play with the same line mates now for a full season, something you've never really had the luxury of having before.
Yeah, definitely. Last season we played together all year, and this year it's going to be another year. And yeah, we just keep getting more familiar with each other, and it makes it easier to play and a lot more fun.
You're quickly becoming one of the more talked about lines in the Western Hockey League. Are you starting to see the added attention, or when did that come into play?
Yeah, sometimes we have a harder matchup on some tougher D, but you know, sometimes it's a good challenge and kind of tests your character. But yeah, obviously, you're noticing a little bit more this year.
You know, with this line, you have Colin Smith and Timmy Bozdon. Timmy can score goals. He had nearly 40 last year. Colin Smith would be deemed a setup man. So what do you think your role is on that line?
I don't know. I try to do a bit of everything and just kind of fill the cracks within the two skilled guys on my line. So I don't know. I think I can put the puck in the net and set up guys too and take the body as well. So
you're a great story because you've been with this team now a few years, and you really had that breakout season last year. It got you an invite to Colorado Avalanche camp. Must have feel your game has really progressed the last couple seasons.
Yeah, obviously from 16 to 17, I kind of turned into more of a fighter and felt like I was going down that route. But no, I worked hard over the summer and kind of stuff started to click, and an opening happened to be on that line, and they helped me out a lot, and had a good season, and just got to keep getting better.
Blazers are being talked about as one of the stronger teams in the league this year. How good is this team in your opinion, JC?
I think we're really deep up front. Younger defense, but they're buying in, and they're doing a pretty good job so far, and I think the team has a lot to give this year.
All right, should be worth a Grand Slam breakfast at Denny's. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, thanks.
And that's the show. I want to say thanks to Drew in Prince Albert for his help. I'm John Keane, and thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.